This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abba, and we continue Maseches Yevamais. We're learning the sugya of Pru Revu. It occurred to me, why is the sugya Pru Revu Masechta Yevamais? You would think it should be in Masechta Kedushin. Why Masechta Yevamais? Perhaps we learned a number of times that Masechta Yevamais is the first Masechta of Seder Nashim. And the reason why Rebbe gave Yevamais the Chashivas to be the first Masechta in Seder Nashim is because the Malchus Beis David was produced from Yibam, whether it's the Yibam of Yehuda and Tamar or the Yibam of Rus and Boaz. And that's why he named it Yevamais plural, because of the two renowned Yevamais that produced the Malchus Beis David, the Sefer Maaser Rekech says. So we once suggested that's why the lineage of David HaMelech is established in Masechta Yevamais, later on in Daf Ayin Vav, about Mayaviv Loi Mayavis. And perhaps because the Gemara says, Ein ben David ba'ad sheyichlu kol neshama shebeguf, because what's holding up the Malchus Beis David is Pru Revu, therefore it is an appropriate Masechta for Pru Revu, hence because this is the Masechta of the establishment and kiyum of the Malchus Beis David. Fine. We're on the bottom line of Samach Gimel and Beis. Tan Rabbanon, Uvenuchai Yoimar, and when the Aron rested, Moshe said, Shuva Hashem, return God, settle God, Rivavais Alpha Yisrael, on two myriads and 2,000 of Israel. So when the Aron rested, Moshe said, Hashem rest upon the 22,000 Jews. Malamed, from here we see, She'ena Shechina Shoira al Pachas Mishnei Alafim Ushnei Revavis Mishral, that the Shechina does not reside on less than 22,000 Jews. There's a certain element of Shechina that requires 22,000 Jews. So it seems like a random number. What's the meaning of 22,000 Jews? Well, one way we know that the heavenly retinue is 22,000 malachim. It says, Rechev Elohim, Riboy Rivivai, Riboy Rivivan Alafim. It says Hashem's chariot is 22,000. There is a famous Marsha that the Marsha says the smallest Shevet upon which Hashem rested with Shevet Levi, who was 22,000 Jews. Now, you know, this is, in general, a difficult subject, because we know that elsewhere the Gemara says the Shechina rests on 10 Jews, and other Gemaras say that the Shechina only rests on 600,000 Jews, and the Shas HaTshuva's Binyan Tzion brings that there are many different dimensions of Shechina, Bechinois of Shechina. Okay. So, Haresha Yusol Shnei Alofim Rishnei Revavis. Let's say the Jewish people were 22,000 Chosar Achad, minus one. Vezelo Asak Rivian. This guy, he did not want to have one more kid. He's causing that the Shechina should depart from the Jewish people. So, this is another factor in the Mitzvah Puravu. Because Puravu, because Shechina requires quantity. It's all a matter of quantity. So, you see a big family, you see a large family, they are, so to speak, a chariot to more Shechina. Therefore, one should be mindful that we need Jews for the Shechina to rest. Abba Chanan Omar Mishum Rebbe Lazar, Chayiv Misa, one who is able to engage in pervivian and does not is liable to death penalty. Shenemar, Uvanim Loi Hayulahem, and they did not have children. It says about Nodav Aviu, the reason they died is they did not have children. Ha Hayulahem Banim, but if they would have had children, Loi Mesu, they would not have died. So apparently, in other words, why does it have to say, then they didn't have children? They died because of their sin. Apparently, no, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. That's sin. That there's a chi of misa, even though it's passive, Nevertheless, it's so fundamental that there could be a chi of Misa. Acherim, my mothers say, Gorim l'shchina shetestalik Misrael. It causes the Shechina to depart from the Jewish people. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Bereshis, Vaki Moisi, Es Brisi, Beiniu, Veinecho, Vein Zaracha, Acharecha, Ladoira, Summas, Salam, Liyo, Sucha, Leilokim, Lezaracha, Acharecha, to be for you a God and your descendants after you. Bizman, Shezaracha, Acharecha, when you have descendants, Shechina, Shaira, Ein Zaracha, Acharecha, if you don't have descendants, Almi, Shaira. What's the Shekhinah supposed to reside on? Al Eitzim Yalavanim, wood and stones. The Shekhinah needs people. The Shekhinah has to rest on Jews. I remember I once heard Rav Avigdor Miller, Zechut Tzadik Livracha, asked the following question. In the beginning of Bereshis, it says, Bereshis bar lekim es ha-shamayim b'es ha-aretz. V'ha-aretz ha-yisosov avay v'chashmavim. V'ruach elekim rachefes apnayim. Pneyamayim. God was hovering, the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Correct, Rabbi Avigdor Miller, why was God's Spirit hovering over the waters? Why can't God land on the water? There are many airplanes that can land on the water. Why can't God land on the water? What's He hovering over the water? So Miller explained that God only rests on Jews. The only thing that's a resting place for God are Jews. Like the Gemara says over here, Almi Shoira Al Eitzim Avanim, what should God rest on? Wood and stone? And there were no Jews yet, so God was hovering. He was waiting for Avraham Avinu. Okay, the next Gemara is a very sensitive and relevant a Gemara halachically. The next Gemara speaks about a couple who are married for a number of years and they are infertile, they don't have children. And the Mishnah recommends and orders that the couple get divorced. And there are two factors that we're going to discuss. One factor is, does this apply in Chutz Aretz? Because the Gemara seems to imply that living in the Chutz Aretz is a sin. And it could be the sin that causes infertility. So you can't force someone to divorce his wife. We could say, hey, pal, it's your avera for living in Chutz Aretz. The other factor is, it does not seem to be practiced, the halacha, that we force a couple to get divorced. Why not? Which both we'll discuss in the Eon Shir, if anybody wants to stick around. Says the Mishnah, Nasa Isha, someone married a woman, Visha Ima Eser Shanim, and waited around with her for 10 years. V'la Yaldan, they didn't have children. Eina Rasha Levato. He's not permitted just to not fulfill the mitzvah. He can't just say, well, you know, I love her, so I'm going to stick it out with her. No, either he has to divorce her, or he has to marry another wife. Cannot stay together. It's usur. It's prohibited. Not only that, it's brought by the Rambam. Not only that, it's brought by the Shulchan Aruch. It's a mitzvah, puravu. Yeah, but I love her, okay? Good for you. That's not what this world is about. This world is about doing the will of the Lord, not what you want. And the Lord said, puravu. Gersha, let's say he divorced her. Now, here's the thing. If we know she's an Akara, let's say we know it's her fault, then he would have to divorce her and she couldn't marry anyone else. If we knew it was his fault, then he wouldn't have to divorce her. A woman doesn't have to have children. A woman's not Mitzuvah in Puravu. The man has to have children. So if he's not capable of having children, so he doesn't have to divorce her, because what's that going to accomplish? He's going to marry someone else, he's not capable of having children. We're talking about a normal situation where a man and woman were together. Most couples have children. Ruba de ruba de ruba of couples have children. And we don't know, maybe it's not him, it's not her, it's the union. There's something about the union of the two of them that is not successful at having children. So we say, get divorced, you marry someone else, she'll marry someone else, and you'll both be zoichet to have children. Gersha, if he divorced her, mutar sinase achar, she can marry someone else. V'rashai hasheni l'shosima yodshanim, the second guy could stay with her 10 years. Now what if she does have a baby, but she miscarries? Does that mean she is capable, she's not capable? So the Mishnah says, v'im hipila, moinu misha shehipila. If she miscarries, the shot clock starts again. So if in year 9 and 364 days she has a miscarriage, so they stay together another 10 years. Now, if he wanted to divorce her, he would be allowed to. He's not obligated to divorce her. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Nasa Yisha V'Shaima Sarshanim. If he married a woman and they stayed together for 10 years, V'lo Yalda, Yoitzi, he divorces V'yiteng Ksuba. And he gives her Ksuba. Now, why doesn't he marry another wife? That's the question. But he divorces her. If he does, he gives her a ksuba. Why? Why does she get a ksuba? Maybe she's a balas mum. Maybe it's her fault. No. Shemalai zochi, banas mimena. Maybe he was not zochi to have children from her. But it's not like she's infertile. Afal pi she'ein raya ladavar. Even though there's no definitive proof to this. Zecha ladavar. There's a hint to this. Because it says that Avraham took Hagar, that Sarai, Eshes Avram, took Hagar, the mistress, at the end of 10 years that Avraham was living in Canaan. And she gave her to Avraham as a wife. So there's a Zeichel of Avraham, Mikes Eser Shan, Lashavas Avram, Meretz Canaan. We see at the end of 10 years, you got to do something about it. Either you have to marry another wife, or if that's not permitted, you have to divorce her. Now Rashi says, Miketz Eser Shanim, he lived with Hagar. Now why didn't he live with her in the original years before he came to Canaan? There are many years in Padan Aram. So now the Gemara continues. Lelamedcha, in other words, Avram was married to Sarah a long time in Chutzaretz. So why didn't he take her before? Well, the answer is, from here we see the years of Chutz Aretz do not count toward this cheshbon, because of the sin of Chutz Aretz they're not zoichet to have children, but not because anyone's infertile. Rashi says from the fact that Avram did not take Hagar before, we see that Yeshivas Chutz Aretz is not oilo min haminyan, because of the sin of Chutz Aretz they are both barren. So what do we see from here? We see from here that even though there's a din that if you delay with a wife for 10 years and they don't have children, you have to divorce her. But if they're living in Chutz Aretz, we could blame it on the sin of Chutz Aretz. So we see from here, anytime there's something to hinge their infertility on, even though it's unlikely, because the sin of Chutz Aretz, 99 out of 100 couples in Chutz Aretz have children. So you say, oh, it's because of the sin of Chutz Aretz. Well, Chutz Aretz got to do with it. 99.9% of people in Chutz Aretz have children. But we see that if you could hinge it on something, we don't blame it on infertility, but by on the sin. Lefika chalahu, if he's sick, or she's ill, or they're both in jail. So if they're in jail, we say, whatever Avera they did that they have to be punished and go to jail, maybe that's why they don't have children. Doesn't count. Amar le Rava le Rav Nachman. Rava said to Rav Nachman, V'leilef mi Yitzchak. Why are we learning out from Abraham? Learn out from Yitzchak. Yitzchak waited 20 years with Rivka, and then he started davening. So why don't we see from there that you could be with your wife 20 years? Yitzchak was 40 when he took Rivka, the goymer. So you see, you could wait out 20 years. Amar Allah, you can't learn anything from Yitzchak. Yitzchak could have waited his whole life, because Yitzchak akar haya. Yitzchak was barren. Like we said before, if the man is sterile, he doesn't have to divorce his wife, because who's he going to marry anyway? So Gemara says, so then how could you bring a raya from Abraham? Abraham was also an akar. Yihachi Avraham nami akar haya. So The Gemara says like this, Hahumi Boile. What the Gemara is doing, Rashi explains, is Yitzchak was an Akar, and therefore he didn't marry another wife. Aye, and the Pasuk of Yitzchak was 60 years old is not extra that we should say, oh, this is why the Torah wrote it, to say you're allowed to wait 20 years. Because anyway, we need to know the ages of Yitzchak to be able to figure out that Yaakov Avinu learned 14 years in the Shiva Shema Ever and the age of Yishmael. But Avraham, even though he was an Akar, we could learn out from him, because why does the Torah have to say that he waited 10 years? Sahumi boile lechad Reb Chiya bar Abba. The pasuk by Yitzchak we need for the drash Reb Chiya bar Abba, dam Reb Chiya bar Abba, am Reb Yochanan. Lama nimnu shnois of shel Yishmael. Why were the years of Yishmael counted? Kedei liyaches bahen shnois of shel Yaakov, in order to attribute the years of Yaakov. But the pasuk by Avraham is extra. Why does it have to say that Avraham waited 10 years until he took Hagar? Of what significance of that is that? Because anyway, he was an Akar, so he could have, he didn't have to divorce Sarah, and he didn't have to marry Hagar.
Okay.
Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, Yitzchak avinu Akar haya, Yitzchak was barren. Shenemar, vayetar Yitzchak l'Hashem l'noichach eshta, Yitzchak daven to Hashem opposite his wife. It doesn't say he davened for his wife. Elo lenoichach, opposite. Melamed sheshneim akurim. From there we see that they were both akurim. If only she was, it should say he davened for her. Lenoichach means they were in it together. Ay, if so, vayetar loy. Why does it say that Hashem acceded to him? Vayeyaser lohem. It should say he acceded to them. Meaning Hashem didn't just answer Yitzchak, because they were both barren. It should say he answered both of their tefillas. The answer is, if he she'enoi doim et tefillas tzadik ben tzadik et tefillas tzadik ben rasha. The reason Hashem listened to Yitzchak is because he had the pedigree. And the tefillah of a tzadik ben tzadik is greater than a tefillah of a tzadik ben rasha. Now this is also a major sugya. In fact, I think I once gave a shir on it in Parshas Toldos. I believe. Basically, in a nutshell, is this a general principle that a tzaddik ben tzaddik is better than tzaddik ben rasha? On the other hand, don't we find that sometimes the tzaddik ben rasha is more humble? So some poskim say this din is a general din. Somebody with the pedigree is his tefillos will always be more readily answered, and you should get him for the Yom Naram davening. Others say, no, this is specific for children, when a couple is praying for children, and now we have to tap into the Zuchus Avos, that the Zeda should be Zoichet to children, so Eino Doima Tfilosak Ben Sadek Tfilosak Ben Rosha. But for other requests on behalf of the Tzibor, it's better if the Shliach Tzibor comes from a lower pedigree, and he'll be more humble, and his tefillah will be more nisgabel. Amar Reb Yitzchak. Reb Yitzchak said, Mibnei ma hoyu avisinu akurim. Why were our forefathers barren? Mibnei shakadosh baruch hu misaven l'tfilason shel tzadikim. God craves the prayers of the righteous. Now, most people, their taiva are for other things. And the Rebbe Hashem is misave. Hashem desires the tefillah of the righteous. Rav Pam, in the Atar Lamelech, he brings one dimension of this is that Avram Avinu did not come from good lineage. So Hashem, so to speak, had a sever. That's it, that's the end of the line. No more descendants. Because Terach, Hashem did not want Terach's pedigree influencing the future of Jewish people. So Hashem said, that's it, Aaron, we can't have children. Then Hashem said, now daven and start a new line without any connection to your previous line. This way it would be unconnected to your past. And that's I think how Rav Pam understands to a certain degree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masal Tefilas Shetzal Tzadikim, but the Pashup Shad is, Hashem has such a Ratzon for a Hiskarvus to, for the Tzadikim, that he makes them barren. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Lo Manim Shal Tefilas Shetzal Tzadikim Ke'eser. Rav Yitzchak said, why are the prayers of the righteous like a pitchfork? Now this Gemara we had before as well. It's Gemara Megillah on Daf Yud Zayin. Ma eser zeh mahapech atum makom makom, just like a pitchfork turns over the grain from one place to another. Kach tfilas and shal tzadikim. Likewise, the prayers of the righteous mahapechas midos of shal kodesh baruch hu turns over the midos of Hashem mimidas ragzonus midos rachmanus, from anger to mercy. So tefillah is like a pitchfork. It turns over Midas Hadin to Midas Harachamim. I once heard from Harav Avigdor Moser, you know, in the times of Purim, it was the greatest disaster ever looming over the heads of the Jewish people. There was Gzera L'Hashmer L'Argaliyabit. And what happened? The greatest miracle that ever happened to the Jewish people. The Arizal said there was never such a salvation and such a Yeshua. Wow, what a dramatic turnaround. Says Rav Miller, no, this Gemara. Klal Yisrael daven, and when you daven, it is mahapich. So the greatest disaster will turn into the greatest joy. That's the way tefillah works. So if somebody is in a jam, it's not easy, but it's a great opportunity, because ayidei tefillah, the midas hadin, could be nishapich to be midas harachmim. Amar Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami said, Avraham v'sara tumtumim hayu. Not only were they akara, but they were also a tumtum. What is this week's Haftarah? This week's Haftarah of Re'e. No, it's not in this week's Haftarah. It's not in the week after. It was in last week after Ekev. Rabbi Ami Avram Sar Tumtum. There are Tumtum. Tumtum is somebody whose reproductive organs are covered with a membrane. And even if the membrane is removed, they're not fertile. How do we know Avram Sar were a Tumtum? Shenemar Habitu El Tsur Chutzavtem. Look at the rock you were hewn out of, El Makeves Bar Nukartim, in the hollow pit that you were carved from. So, Chutzavtem implies that someone was made into a male. Nukartim, someone was made into a nekeva. And the pasuk continues, Habitu al Avram Avichem, look at Avram your father, El Sar Tuchalachem, and Sarah who fashioned you. That Avraham was, so to speak, created into a male, and Sarah was created into a female. What does this have to do with the Shiva Dinachemta? In the Sefer Likutei Chavar Ben Chaim, he explains as follows. He explains beautifully. He says that Klal Yisrael looks at Yushalayim, looks at the Jewish people, we're down and out, we're Bechorban, we've been in a state of destruction for 2,000 years, how is it possible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rebuild and regenerate, resuscitate, resurrect, revivify the Jewish people? The answer is, look at Abraham and Sarah. They were infertile. Not only that, they were tumtumim. Not only that, they were an islandess. And Avram was toichen ve'enoi poilet. They were not physically able of producing children. And look at us now, we number in the millions. So the same way Hashem was able to create the Jewish people out of literally nothing, Hashem could recreate and rebuild Yerushalayim HaBenuya. If anybody wants to stick it out, we're going to do the Shita of the Ra'avon, the Rosh, and the Ramban, three Shitas in the Sugya of infertility. Thank you everybody for joining. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Have a great night. Hope to see you tomorrow, or you could continue with us.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.